Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
Today I want us to consider the true riches. The true riches. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 1. Come all you who are thirsty. Come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy it. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the people, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen. The true riches. It is God's desire for us to pursue true riches. In verse 1, there is an invitation that should not be rejected. An invitation that is very generous. And it says, come, everyone who are thirsty, come to the waters. You have no money, come, buy and eat. Now, if you check, he said, you that have no money, come do what? He didn't say, you that have no money, come and eat. He said, you that have no money, come and do what? Come and buy. Now, is it possible to buy without money? Praise God. Now, we were taught in secondary school in commons, means of trade. And one of the means of trade we were taught is trade by barter. So it actually means that you can get what you want without money. Praise God. But there is something you need to give in exchange. I'm trying to make us understand what God offers. But God offers something for something. It's not like what the devil offers anyway. He said, you that have no money, come and buy. Assuming you are before a seller, you don't have money, and you say, I want to buy this shirt. The seller is going to tell you how much the shirt is worth because you said, I want to buy. So you are going to be told, this is the cost of this shirt.
And if you say you don't have money to buy, and the seller still gives you the shirt, two things are possible. Is it that himself have decided to pay for the cost of the shirt, or someone somewhere have paid before you came? Praise God. So there will always be a buy. So God said, come and buy and eat. It's not looking for layabout. God is not looking for lazy fellows. He said, come and buy and then eat. He didn't say, come and eat. There's a difference between you that don't have money, come and eat. But you don't have money, still come and buy. There is something you will need to put down, and what you need will be given. He said, come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Praise God. Buy wine, buy milk. You don't need money. It's not going to cost you anything. But there's something God is looking for. First and foremost, there must be a willingness to come. Praise God. And there are many things that God considers much more than money. The willingness to come. Abraham, leave your father's house. Follow me. And Abraham left everything and followed God. Obedience. If we be willing and obedient, Isaiah 1 verse 19, we will eat the good of the land. If we be willing and obedient. So those two things are very important with God. That it can be considered money. God say, come and buy milk, come and buy wine, and then eat. I said to us that it is God's desire for us to pursue true riches and not just possessions or money and cash. Many have spent a lot of their lives and strength pursuing money and riches, but ended frustrated and miserable. The people that have spent almost their entire life pursuing money, pursuing cash and possession, but yet they still ended frustrated and very miserable. They have done so much to get money, including taking what is theirs and what is not supposed to be theirs, put them together, and they just want to get money. They just want to make money. But it will still end up in frustration. It will still make them miserable. Of course, you know that you can make money and not eat money. Praise God. You can make money and life become very miserable. But that's not what God is offering. God said, you know, you can actually get money. You can actually get what I'm offering you without any molestation. There are basically two needs on the earth. Number one, things that money can buy. Or number two, things that money cannot buy. There are basically two needs on the earth. Things that money can buy and things that money cannot buy. And the truly rich man is the one who is rich in the things that money cannot buy. A truly rich man is that man that is rich in the things that money cannot buy. Of course, you agree with me that the things that money cannot buy are much more expensive than the things that money can buy. If money can't buy it, it simply means that it is beyond the reach of money. Amen. So there are things that money cannot buy. Amen. Hello. Money can buy a house, but money cannot buy a home. Praise God. Money can do what? Money can buy a house for you, but it can't buy a home. A home has to do with the atmosphere of the house. Somebody enters a place and says, this place is homely. It's not talking about the beauty. It's not talking about what is inside the house. It's talking about the atmosphere, the serenity. Praise God. The peace. So, a true rich man is the man that has those things that money cannot buy. Those who are rich in the things that money cannot buy will never have difficulty possessing and acquiring the things that money can buy. If you are rich in the things that money cannot buy, you won't have a problem getting the things that money can buy. It's a matter of time. So there are four categories of rich people. I'll mention them quickly. Number one, those who are rich in possession and cash. There are four categories of rich people. Don't forget, we are considering pursuing true riches or the true riches. What God considers as true riches. So I said there are four categories of persons or four categories of rich people. Those who are rich in possession, houses, properties, and cash. They are not actually that the true rich people, but they are deceived by their possessions and the money they have. Such are those that their riches suddenly fly away. Number two, those who don't know they are rich because they lack all the evidences of money and possession, but they have things that money cannot buy, such as character, discretion, wisdom. I said there are four categories of rich people. Number one, those who are rich in money and possession. And number two, those who do not know that they are rich because they lack all the evidences of money and possession. Presently, he doesn't live in a good house. Currently, he doesn't drive a good car. Maybe he doesn't even have one. He doesn't wear good clothes. No designer shoes or designer clothes. He lacks everything that money provides. And so he doesn't believe that he's rich. But yet he has everything that money cannot buy. Character, discretion, prudence, wisdom. He has them. Now, those are things that money cannot buy. However, these kind of people are ignorant of how to activate what they have. And most Christians fall into this category. They have the character, you have the wisdom, you have the prudence, you have the discretion, but many times they don't know how to activate what they have to bring material wealth. Good character, wise. You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon drew an illustration of a poor wise man who through his wisdom delivered a whole city from trouble. And yet, he was not recognized. He said, a poor wise man who through his wisdom delivered a whole city from destruction, from danger, yet he was not heard. Nothing was done, no recognition. But there was a foolish rich man. Foolish, but had money. And he had all the recognition in that country. The problem a lot of time with those who possess what money cannot buy is that they don't know how to activate what they have to bring him cash. Look at David. Entered the place. Everybody's running away from the Goliath. And David said, what will be given to the man who will kill him? Praise God. I know how to kill people like this, but I'm not going to do it for free. What will be given? Let me know. If the compensation is not good enough, then I will allow him to stay alive. But if it's good enough, I'll kill him and become rich. And they said to him, his family will be free from tax. The king will make him rich. And the king will also give him his daughter. That's good compensation. That's motivation enough. Praise God. Of course, you know that there are some people that have all the wisdom to kill the Goliath, but they will go ahead and kill him for free. And say, you know, I'm a child of God. Praise God. Whatever you like, give to me. Amen. If you leave yourself to whatever you like, people don't like making you. If you say, tell someone, whatever you like, give to me. The person will give to you. He can't give to you more than he has. No human being truly wants to make another man richer than himself. Praise God. So if I'm rich, I'm not going to want to make you richer than myself. If I'm a manager of a company and I have the right to promote people, I'm not going to promote you above my position. That's how human beings are. I say, you can't keep living it. I say, well, just anything you like, give to me. So that poor wise man delivered the city, but he didn't ask for anything. Praise God. With that kind of wisdom, he could have placed a demand on his wisdom and said, this is what I am worth. King, I'm going to deliver the city, but I need houses in all the geopolitical zones in the country. One in the southwest, one in the south-south, one in the northeast, one in the north-central. And it is done. And he delivers the city. He becomes a property owner all over the place. Praise God. So many times, those who have what money cannot buy, don't know how to activate, don't know how to make use of what they have, to translate it into physical wealth. God is not calling us into foolishness, and also is not calling us into greediness. Praise God. He doesn't want us to be greedy, but he wants you to be wise. He said, behold, I send you as a sheep in the midst of the wolf. Be innocent as the dove, and be as wise as the serpent. Praise God. Did you understand that now? Many Christians fall into this category. The future belongs to such people if only they get into the knowledge and understanding of what they have. The future belongs to such people, those who have what money cannot buy. The future belongs to them if only they can tap into the knowledge and understanding of what they have and know how to make use of it. You are the greatest in the place where you walk. And they are asking, your manager or your boss is asking, who can be the head of department here? And you are there, you are suggesting another person. You want to be humble. Praise God. There's nothing wrong for you to own on to what you can do. If you can do it, say, sir, I think I will be able to handle it. Rather than say, let them not see me as somebody that is proud. I'm looking for something. The Bible says, let no man think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but let every man think soberly. So you are permitted to think high, but not think more highly. Praise God. So if they give you a voting paper, they say, vote for who will be a president of this organization. If you feel you have the capacity to be a president, write your name there. Amen. Write your name. That's confidence. Not writing another person's name. That your one vote could be the only thing that disqualifies you, because every other person voted you, but you didn't vote yourself. Have you seen an election that everyone that is contesting will go first and vote himself first? Amen. That's how to do it. So many times, Christians don't know how to activate this part. You have it all. Well, you just say, see, whatever God likes, let him do with me. The Bible says that wisdom is profitable to direct. Amen. Number three category of rich people, those who have other things besides cash. They have well-developed minds, and they have become world leaders even though they don't know God. There's this category. They have other things besides money. They have money, but they also have other things. Their minds are highly developed, and they have become world leaders, world beaters. Even though they don't know God, they know their wealth is in what they know, and they pursue secular knowledge. They just believe that my money is in what I know. So they do everything possible to acquire secular knowledge so that they can stand. And number four category of rich people, those who have God, have other things, and also have physical cash. How many of us would want to be into this category? I like to be there. You have God, you have other things, you also have money. Can I let you know that it's not a sin to be rich? Praise God. I've said before that the devil will always prefer a poor Christian to a sick Christian. Because when you are poor, there are many things you can't do. But if you are sick and yet very rich, the devil is still in trouble. Amen. Because from your sick bed, you can sponsor crusade in all the cities. Money is speaking. From your sick bed, you can sponsor the print and the reprint of Bibles to be shared freely. Money is available. From your sick bed, you can sponsor gospel preaching in all the radio stations and over the television. So the devil will prefer a poor Christian to a sick Christian, because he knows if he can stop money from coming to you, he can stop many vital things with God. Amen. So there are those who have God and also have money and also have other things. These have divine forces working for them, which attract blessings and resources to them. You have the money, you have God. There are forces that attract things to you. And this is where we want to be. That's what God is saying in Isaiah chapter 55. Come. It's not about how much you have now. Come and buy the things that money cannot buy. The things that money cannot pay for. Buy it. Have it. Possess it. Enjoy it. And then life will be much more easier. You have a developed mind. You have character. You have wisdom. You have discretion. You have cash. And you have God. What are we talking about? Praise God. Abraham. The Bible said there were 318 men walking in Abraham's house, and all of them were feeding from his table. That's not a poor man, you know. 318 of his own household, feeding them on a daily basis, raising them. And I'm sure that quite a number of them became married and raised their children within the household of Abraham. One time that Lot was taken captive and Abraham was told, the Bible says he raised men from within his house and prosecuted that war, delivered Lot, and came back. And the king came and said to Abraham, take silver, take gold, take all of this, you have helped us. And Abraham said, I don't need any of those things. Keep them. Apart from what those who went to fight have eaten, I don't need all of your cash. So that you will not say that you made Abraham rich. Praise God. He said, God can bless you until you don't need what any person has to offer. So if somebody gives you something, it's not because you need it. Amen. But when you are in need, you collect everything. You even ask for what is not supposed to be given to you. And so that's why you see some pastors place a price on deliverance, on healing, on whatever they want to do. Lack. But God has to bless you as a husband to the point that you don't need your wife's money. Praise God. Amen. Your wife may be earning 1 million a month, but for years, you don't care how much she has, because God has blessed you enough. Amen. How many of you want to be blessed like that? You are shy. You don't like blessing. Okay. I like it. Praise God. God bless me and bless me. That I have God, I have money, I have wisdom. You know, you have met some people. They have money, but when they start talking, you will tell yourself, this one, I'm money misread. Praise God. How many of you have seen people that have money and they are not qualified to have money? You'll be saying, I wish I was God. This kind of people should not have money. Grammar, they cannot speak. Dress, they cannot dress well. They are just like that, but they have money. Praise God. But there are people that are wise. They have good character. They have everything. They have God. But they are still not able to put to use all that God has given to them to become rich. I'm not saying you should go out there and then place price on everything you want to do. But my dear, if you have the skill and someone calls you to come and do a job, put a price. Praise God. Don't be that Christian that says, sir, I will do the job, anything you like, give to me. I like you to know that there are some people that are very wicked and stingy. You do the job, when you finish, because you told him anything, he said, thank you. Praise God. Oh, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Tell the person to monetize it. It's only a pastor that can say, God bless you, and you take it home. But any other person, tell the person, my pastor will tell me, God bless you. You need to pay me. Praise God. Amen. When you are helping somebody, you know you are helping somebody. But if you need help, you also tell the person, this is what I need. You need to do this for me, and I will do that for you.
Magnify his name
to tell all the people.